Imagine carrying the weight of a drowning accident for 45 years, checking locked doors compulsively every night for decades, or living with the secret shame of assault for half a century. These aren't just sad stories. They represent millions of people whose lives are compromised by unprocessed trauma. When trauma remains unresolved, it acts like an invisible prison, keeping us trapped in the past while the present slips away. Most of us aren't truly living in the moment. We're weighed down by experiences that have rewired our brains and bodies to remain in perpetual alarm reaction mode. This biological imprisonment explains why trauma survivors struggle with everyday situations. The brain physically changes. The hippocampus shrinks, compromising memory. The amygdala becomes hyper-responsive, causing emotional overreactions. And the medial prefrontal cortex shows decreased activity, impairing its ability to regulate stress responses. These aren't just psychological issues, they're neurobiological adaptations that keep survivors locked in cycles of hypervigilance, avoidance, and intrusive memories. Yet despite how common these experiences are, when asked if she was at peace with her past, a waitress responded with surprise, "No one is truly over their past." The medical model often fails trauma survivors by using medications that mask symptoms rather than addressing root causes. Drugs like Zoloft or Prozac temporarily reduce PTSD symptoms but aren't permanent solutions, potentially reinforcing avoidance by numbing emotional pain. Psychological approaches frequently fall short too. Some avoid revisiting trauma, while others attempt cognitive reframing without processing emotional content. Even specialized techniques like EMDR or exposure therapies rarely help clients permanently release traumatic memories. This explains trauma's wider impacts. Research shows people experiencing 6 or more traumatic events before age 18 have a 4,600% greater chance of using intravenous drugs later. The Fritz method, inspired by Gestalt therapy, offers a potential cure through 5 essential steps: remember, feel, express, release, and reframe. Unlike approaches encouraging avoidance, this method confronts trauma directly because trauma retains power until fully processed. Dave, a police trainee accidentally shot during training, found complete relief from suicidal thoughts after just 1 guided imagery session. Similarly, Johnny, a Vietnam veteran who spent 20 years compulsively checking locks despite medication, suffered from witnessing atrocities, a secret kept for decades that poisoned his life. Feelings drive everything we do, what we keep, what memories we cherish, and what stories we tell. Traumatic feelings persist through avoidance, and healing requires fully experiencing our trauma. Johnny needed to feel his helplessness and outrage, while Dan needed to confront the sensation of his friend's death. Only by completely feeling trauma can we release its hold. Expression is equally essential. Danielle's therapy shows why verbalizing traumatic details matters. After extended silence about childhood sexual abuse, she finally broke through when pressed for specifics, not from cruelty, but because unexpressed trauma retains its emotional power. Until spoken aloud with a witness, trauma remains unprocessed. Rick's story reinforces this principle. A 63-year-old radiologist with alcohol problems, he kept childhood sexual abuse secret for 51 years until the Penn State scandal triggered flashbacks. In therapy, Rick used guided imagery to observe the abuse scene from an imaginary theater, then entered as his current self to comfort his younger self, processing the trauma. Healing from trauma requires conscious letting go, not passive time passage. What we call time healing is actually the gradual release of painful experiences, often through forgiveness that serves your freedom rather than the offender's benefit. When Randy, consumed by hatred after her husband's betrayal, resisted forgiveness, her therapist clarified that forgiveness doesn't condone bad behavior. It simply releases pain's hold on your life. Major religions universally emphasize forgiveness. Buddhism sees it as removing unhealthy emotions. Sikhism as a remedy for anger, Judaism as a pious act, Islam as prerequisite for peace, and Christianity teaches, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. One elderly client simply defined forgiveness as letting go of everything that makes my head crazy. For grieving individuals, release takes different forms. After Joe's son Joey fell to his death at 38, guided imagery allowed Joe to visit his son one final time, expressing love while hearing Joey encourage him to live purposefully, bringing peace and helping him accept his loss. To complete healing, we must reframe, put a new perspective on painful experiences to alter their meaning and release their hold. Our explanatory style matters more than actual events. Depressed people view negative events as permanent, this will always happen, pervasive, this affects everything, and personal, this is all my fault. Dan, a Vietnam veteran who lost his friend in combat, became trapped in self-blame and survivor's guilt. Through reframing, he finally acknowledged he wasn't at fault and deserved a meaningful life. Unlike Dan's guilt, Tamika's trauma from abduction and rape left her dominated by fear and rage. Through reframing, she recognized her experience was unusual and unlikely to recur, learning to distinguish between realistic caution and paralyzing fear while finding meaning in her suffering. Jim's story demonstrates the Fritz five-step process. After losing his two sons to drowning, he endured trauma for 45 years, numbing himself with alcohol and overwork. Consumed by grief and guilt, he engaged in reckless behaviors like dangerous motorcycle riding, admitting, "I didn't care if I died." Jim's challenge wasn't accessing emotions, but managing their overwhelming intensity. He clung to guilt and shame, painful as they were, rather than face the sadness that would require accepting his son's deaths. The therapist had Jim write a detailed account of the tragedy. His pages captured everything, the day's excitement, the cracking ice, his son's horrified faces. He wept as though the loss had just happened. Through reframing, Jim recognized that despite diving under the ice immediately, his boys couldn't have been saved. Jim wrote a goodbye letter to his sons, expressing his love, acknowledging the accident wasn't his fault, and apologizing for not letting them rest sooner. Reading this aloud released decades of grief. In follow-ups, Jim reported connecting with children without guilt, reconnecting with friends, and discussing his sons without becoming overwhelmed. We all carry wounds from the past, but they needn't define our future. By remembering what happened, safely expressing emotions, releasing pain through forgiveness, and reframing our understanding, we can break free from trauma's grip. This journey allows us to live fully in the present rather than remaining trapped in the past. Like removing a long-embedded splinter, properly processing trauma brings immediate relief. The underlying pain stops and true healing begins. Whether facing childhood abuse, combat trauma, grief, or betrayal, your pain can be processed and released. As one client expressed, "For the first time in my life, I feel like I can breathe." That freedom to live fully and face the future with hope rather than fear is available to you too. Your past may have shaped you, but it doesn't have to control you.